there, my name is Chris Baker and I want to welcome you to my podcast where I continue to go through the lessons in my book, 10 Steps to Freedom. So today we're going to look at chapter one, which is I Have a Purpose. And I'm going to start by asking you a question. Are you happy living under the average limitations imposed on you by others? Or are you ready to rise to the greater expectations of your inner self? Now, I'd love to ask this question because it provokes thoughts that you may not have had before. You see, we're not conditioned to think that we are living under limitations imposed on us or by other people, but most of us do. These limitations may be entirely unintentional, as often they are the result of someone wanting to protect you from what they see as potential failure. We may also be looking to protect ourselves from that. See, too many of us exist within our self-imposed, quote-unquote, comfort zone. And when we reside within these boundaries, we will never achieve significance. Now, you may think that statement is harsh, but it's definitely fair. When was the last time that someone told you to go out on a limb and try something new, even if they believed that you could or would fail? Be honest. Probably not very often, if ever. Am I right? Well, you have a purpose in life, and it is your responsibility to discover what that is and then use it as the foundation for everything you do moving forward. That may scare you, and it should, because this process involves you moving outside of your comfort zone, and it will almost certainly involve reflecting on situations from your past that may hurt you. The truth is that experience is not power. Evaluated experience is power. Now, by this, I mean that just because we have an experience doesn't mean that we're better off than before. It's what we learn from evaluating what happened in this experience that allows us to grow and become stronger. And even then, just evaluating it doesn't mean anything unless we actually change the actions that we take. Now, when I went through this exercise myself, I discovered things that I had compartmentalized and frankly shut away as if they didn't exist. Did it hurt when I opened the door and looked inside? Absolutely. Did I enjoy reflecting on my past and taking a long, hard look at the man in the mirror? No. But I'm so glad that I did, because it is the only way to move beyond our limitations, however they got there. Now, Steve Jobs was quoted as saying, if you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. And this statement is so true. And it all starts with identifying your clear and compelling purpose. When you are clear about your purpose, it drives every decision that you make, and as a result, you will be pulled towards a better life, a life that you choose for yourself, one where you are happy with the work you are doing, and so it doesn't feel like you're actually working. Now, what I've found is that you'll actually work harder when you're following your purpose, because you're more passionate about what you're doing. I'm not saying that when you are clear on your purpose, everything will be a bed of roses. On the contrary, when we push ourselves to achieve more, we will face challenges and adversity along the way. 100% that's a fact. How we handle adversity is what defines us. And when you are clear about your purpose, it will help carry you through these periods and come out of the other side far stronger than you went in. This is the true evaluated experience that I mentioned earlier. Once you have your purpose defined, you can then review your activities and your daily habits to determine whether they are in alignment with your purpose or not. Now, I warn you, this is where some of the tough decisions come in, because changes may, or almost certainly will, need to be made. Next week, I'm going to talk to you about how you should make your decisions using your purpose as a foundation. The fact that we are faced with choices every day. And unless we've got a purpose, how do we know that the decisions we're making are the right ones or not? very often we'll take the easy route instead of the route that we should take. But more about that next week. Now, in the book, at the end of every chapter, I offer some reflection questions for you to work through. And when you get the book, if you get the book, I suggest that you read through the whole book. It's about 200 pages long before you do the reflection questions, and then go back and go chapter by chapter. And as you go through the chapters, then spend time on the reflection questions. So I'm going to give you some questions, leave you with them today, that you can sort of start working through over the next few days and weeks. So first of all, what do you enjoy doing the most? Secondly, what would you do all day even if you weren't paid for it? Thirdly, what makes you really come alive? And then lastly, what makes you sad or cry? Now, as I say, I encourage you to take time answering these questions as openly and honestly as you can. Remember, this is not about coming up with a quick answer. It's about developing the right one. You may need to keep revisiting these questions. You know, I also suggest that you go several layers deep. All right, so when you answer the one about what do you enjoy doing the most, what do you enjoy about it? Why is it that you enjoy it? How does it make you feel? And as you go through these questions, you're really looking at the emotions, the feelings behind whatever it is that the event is. This is why it can get painful, guys. I'll warn you up front. But I also promise you, and I guarantee, that the result will be worth it, because you will be on the path to becoming the best version of yourself. And that's my aim. My aim is to add value to you so that you can become the best version of yourself. You can learn more about me and even purchase my book, 10 Steps to Freedom, by visiting my website, www.chris-j-baker.com, or by joining my closed Facebook group, Leadership Excellence with Chris Baker. In this Facebook group is where I do some free teachings more on all things leadership. And I'll also mention parts of the book, and my aim is to help you. You can always also purchase the book directly on Amazon.com. Just search for 10 Steps to Freedom by Chris Baker. And in that, the 10 and the 2 are numbers. So the number 10, Steps, the number 2, Freedom by Chris Baker, or Chris J. Baker. I look forward to sharing the knowledge and experience that I've gathered and continue to gather, and watching your continued leadership development. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. I'll be back soon.